Do you need to give your family management systems a little love? Hey, friend, it is Wednesday again, and it is the last episode of the Spring Cleaning 101 miniseries. Today's episode is a little bit different, but it's going to be fun. We have been talking a lot about spring cleaning your home, but in the very first episode of the series, I touched on the idea that sometimes we should be focusing on spring cleaning other areas of our life as well. Maybe you have been wondering when that part was going to come. Well, my friend, it is here. Sometimes we need to take some time to spring clean our family organization or our own personal life organization, because if we're being honest, sometimes that is a mess. So today, I want to give you three questions that you can ask yourself to help you determine if it is time to give your family management systems a deep clean this spring. Let's go. Do you wish that you had a peaceful, clutter-free home, but you are buried under piles of toys and laundry? Do you wish you could create simple systems to get organized, but you just don't know where to start? Hey there, I'm Amy, wife and mom to four littles. For years, I thought that having an organized home meant Pinterest perfect and clean at all times. I tried every tip for cleaning and organizing only to fall off track again and to feel like a failure. Finally, I came to realize that in order to become the organized mom I wanted to be, I had to start with organizing myself. So I developed a simple framework that focuses on organization as the whole picture. I am so excited to share it with you. So if you are ready for a peaceful, clutter-free, and easy-to-maintain home, then this is the podcast for you. Reach for your special snacks, brew some coffee, and go hide in the closet, because it is time for some me time, mama. Let's learn. Okay, so real quick first, it is very important that I invite you. This is one of the last chances I have to invite you and one of the last chances you have to join me. I mentioned it last week, but I maybe didn't quite really hit home with you of what I am going to be doing. On April 8th, I am hosting a live masterclass, a 1 hour masterclass that is going to take place on Zoom that is going to help you spring clean reset. What is the spring clean reset going to do? It is going to help you to spring clean that personal life of yours and to get reset. Because when it comes down to it, my friend, you can clean your home, spring clean your home, and spring clean your family management systems till you're blue in the face. But if you yourself are not organized, mama, it is not going to stick. I'm sorry to say, but it's not. This is the premise of everything that I boil everything down to on this podcast, is that we have to organize ourselves first before we can expect to be able to organize our families and our homes. So if you are tired of feeling like every single day is an unpredictable mess, that no matter what you do, it feels like your plans are always foiled. You set out each day with good intentions, but for some reason, you find yourself falling off track by the middle of the day. Those tasks from your to-do list are still undone. You have no focus and you don't know what is going on. You don't know how to have a way to flexibly plan your day while still getting things done because you're constantly being disrupted by the needs of your kids. Or you're spending your whole day at work, but then when you do get home, and it's time for family time, but also time to get all those tasks done, you still can't seem to find a way to manage it all. If you are tired of feeling flustered, stressed, overwhelmed, frustrated with yourself that you are not able to consistently organize your own self and to manage your own self, then this is the masterclass for you, and I would love to see you there. Go to plantomom.com/masterclass. Enter your email address. It's super easy. And I will send you an email to join the Zoom link when we're live. And otherwise, if you miss it, then you can watch the replay. But I promise you, there will be something, a little nugget in there for you. The workbook, it will help you, and you will be able to reset your personal life organization in order to have a more peaceful daily productivity, because you deserve it, mama. So with that being said, while we are waiting for that, and while we have been talking so much about spring cleaning our homes, like I said, sometimes we need to spring clean our families as well. Sometimes we need to just say, okay, I know my house is a little dirty, but there's some things in my family management that need a little love right now, and that's what I'm going to focus on. And you can implement the same principles that we have been talking about over the last four episodes about how to deep clean and spring clean your home on a consistent basis. You can implement those same principles to do this to your family management systems as well. When we're talking about family management systems, what are we even talking about? We're talking about things such as meal planning, chore routines, family schedules, daily routines for your kids, how you are keeping track of all the important and pertinent information in regards to your family. Basically, anything that has to do with how you organize the people in your home or things about the people in your home themselves. So we have to remember the three steps of framework here at Master Organized Motherhood. When it comes down to it, a home cleaning schedule and system is only going to be as good as your ability to keep it all organized and to keep it all flowing. If you are not organized yourself, or if your family is also super unorganized, things are not going to click and flow. So let's figure out together with these three questions if you should be backing up to this step and focusing on doing a spring cleaning of your family systems instead. Okay, so the first question you can ask yourself is, are your kids old enough to be doing chores, but they are not doing chores? Because for some reason, there isn't a good system in place yet, or the system you have is broken in order to implement this expectation, and something is just not working. So if that is happening, then you could maybe consider that you need to spend some time focusing on doing a chore chart of sorts reset. Secondly, the second question, are you scrambling every night to figure out what's for supper that night? Are you leaving it till the last minute, dealing with frozen meat, or not having the groceries that you actually need to make what you had tried your best to plan to make? If that is happening consistently to you as well, then you maybe need to spend some time doing a meal planning reset. It is important to take the time to focus on some of these crucial pieces of our daily lives and to really get them functioning better, to take that stress off of our plate so that we have more time and energy to focus on the other things that require us to be more present for. Third question, do you tend to skip past those weekly family meetings that you know you're supposed to be having? The kind of family meetings where you're sitting down with either your spouse or your kids or everybody and saying like, hey, this is what's coming up this week. These are the activities we have. Or maybe your kids are too little and this doesn't really apply to them. But are you doing this with your spouse? Do you know that you should really be having this conversation with your spouse every single week of like, this is where we need to be when, and this is what I need your help with? Are you having those lines of communication open? Because if they're not open, then we can't really be frustrated with them for not knowing what's going on. So if that is happening to you and you are struggling to get organized enough yourself that you also don't know who is supposed to be at what appointment and when and where and what's happening with school and who's doing pickup and drop off, if you don't know those things, then maybe it's a good time to focus on doing a family schedule reset. So again, those were the three questions that we could ask ourselves to help us do a little bit of inner reflection to determine if we should be focusing on doing some family system resetting versus focusing so heavily on deep cleaning, spring cleaning, resetting our home. Because even though a messy house is going to drive you crazy, yeah, I understand. It drives me crazy too. We have to just get that good enough in the meantime while we're dedicating some time to this family management overhaul. Because ultimately, the family management overhaul needs to come first if you want a more peaceful home atmosphere overall. Because you can have the most perfectly clean home ever that makes you feel super at peace. However, if those proper family management systems are not in place, at some point, the wheels are going to fall off, everybody's going to crash and burn, and it's not going to be good. We can only hobble around on broken systems for so long, ultimately. So do some self-reflection, answer those questions for yourself, and determine if you could use something like a chore chart reset or a meal planning reset or a family schedule reset or maybe even something else in regards to family system organization resets. And if that's the case, then that's what you should be focusing on more heavily than the deep cleaning, spring cleaning reset of your home. But lastly, like I mentioned in the introduction, there is a very good chance, especially if you are a mom with young kids, there is a very, very good chance that you are struggling right now with having enough time to do anything for yourself, that you are struggling with setting your own dreams and goals and hopes for the future, that you are struggling with having a plan for each day that's flexible enough to manage the ups and downs of life with little kids where they are constantly asking for things without being so rigid that you can't do the things that you want to do as well. There is a way to be organized as a mom with young kids in your personal life. I promise you, because I have been there. I have walked through a time in my life where I was so out of control and so lost, and it all came down to being unorganized in my own personal life. And it took me way too long, way too many tears, way too much stress to figure out that that was the problem. And I don't want that for you. Truly, my friends, if you are struggling, like I said, not knowing what to focus on, how to plan your day, what you should even be doing in order to achieve your goals, how do you actually find the time in your schedule to get anything done when kids are constantly pulling at you for things every 5 seconds? It comes down to you having an organized mind, mama. And that's what I want to help you with in the Spring Cleaning Reset Masterclass, where I want to help you to find a way to organize your home, head, and heart for more peaceful daily productivity. We're not going to be perfect, but we can be more peaceful and less stressed, and I want to help you do that. So please join me at the masterclass. It's taking place next week. It is just a few days away, and I would love to see you there. We are going to be on Zoom. We are going to spend an hour together talking about some really important things. There is a workbook. There is a giveaway. There is lots of fun things happening. So I would love to have you join me there. Go to plantomom.com/masterclass to sign up. This is the last episode where you are going to hear the invitation. So I would encourage you, do not hesitate. Click the link or type it in your browser right now. Do not forget. And I will see you on March 8th from 10 o'clock till 11 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. And if you happen to miss it because you're buried under a nap snuggle with your baby, you can watch the replay. So I hope you have a great week, my friend. Thank you for being here. And I will see you very soon. Hey, mama. Thanks for tuning in. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you mind sharing it with a mom friend that is also desiring a more peaceful and orderly home? Make sure to hit that subscribe button so that you don't miss a thing. Lastly, can you head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review? It lights me up to read the ways that this show is helping you. Now it's time for me to get back to my never-ending pile of laundry, and I'm sure you have some too. I'll meet you back on Wednesday for another episode. Bye for now.